We welcome you back, United Wireless Arena. Just about ready to get underway for the second half. Opie will have possession to begin this second half. United Wireless Arena, the scene. Student section still bringing it. Seven rows deep. Of course, they did not have school today. Brought out at the Pep Best once again. The Opie band also out here. Did an excellent job during that halftime break. Eagles with possession now. 1-3-1 applied by the Saints. They barely used that in that first half, and it paid dividends for them. Bailey contested three on the right wing. Does not get a friendly roll, but Blake Skaski with an offensive board. His putback too strong. Garrett Cole with the third opportunity, and it's good. Garrett Cole's fourth point of the afternoon, and Opie back on top, 24-22. Saints with possession. Carter Sinclair right side to Titus Logan. He'll get a ball screen from Sam Wilkie now up top with Jordy Doloff. Doloff with 10 to lead the Saints in that first half. Now to Titus Logan, now left side Carter Sinclair. He's at the foul line now. Elbow picks up his dribble. Kicks it back out to Brett Buckingham. Now up top, Doloff thought about a long three. We'll kick it left side to Titus Logan. Now right side, Carter Sinclair. Ball fake to the right side. Now hands it off to Buckingham. He'll drive to the hoop. Now opposite block. Pass to Sam Wilkie off the window and good. Tie ball game once again. Bailey up the court, streaking down the opposite side. Dribbles it off his foot. Comes to the floor, and he'll turn it over to Carter Sinclair. Rare miscue there on Bailey. Titus Logan now in the half court. Up top, the Carter Sinclair, who'll look inside, nothing there. Now going right side, right in front of us. The Brett Buckingham, and Bailey's going to run through a screen, and he's going to be tagged with the foul. That'll be his first, team's first of the second half. Carter Sinclair to inbound just to the right of us. Here on the far side of the United Wireless Arena. Doloff handing it off to Titus Logan. He'll drive to the right block off the glass, and good. Classical back on top. 26-24, 90 seconds in to this third quarter. Blake Redeker with it in the left corner. Now up top, Darren Hines. Hines driving with his right, skips it right side to Truman Bailey, who puts it on the floor, and there's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Saints. Yet another turnover for the Eagles. Their second one of the second half, and now five overall in the contest. Full court pressure will be applied on the inbound from Sinclair. He'll go into Titus Logan, now back to Sinclair, now Buckingham. Now Doloff with it, and he'll cross the timeline with 5:55 remaining in the third quarter. Doloff runs through Blake Skowski, White Cole all over that charge. It'll be a turnover back to Opie. Doloff's first foul of the evening, and that'll be Classical's first foul the second half. Opie trails Wichita Classical 26-24, 5:53 left in the third quarter. Blake Redeker with it, crossing the timeline, guarding the man-to-man defense by Jordy Doloff. Redeker at the elbow, finds a streaking Darren Hines off the glass and good. Our score back tied at 26-all. Hines with seven. Doloff, left elbow to the mid lane, kicked right corner to Titus Logan, thought about a three up top, Carter Sinclair, he drives the elbow, now blocked. Backing down, Darren Hines picks up his dribble, will kick it back out and reset at the door, Jordy Doloff. Doloff, foul line jumper, good. Doloff with 12 in the ballgame to lead the Saints. Give them the lead once again. Hines going down the opposite side. I think he'll be fouled underneath. I thought maybe he stepped out of bounds, but that's going to go against Titus Logan. That'll be his first, team second. And Blake Redeker to inbound underneath the hoop. Looking for an open eagle. He'll go up top to Bailey. Truman goes back to Redeker, left corner. He'll think about a three. We'll dribble along the perimeter now. Get a ball screen from Blake Skowski. Bounce pass right side to Truman Bailey. Now right corner to Darren Hines. Hines will be trapped. Now up top, Bailey. Bailey at the elbow. Be tied up with Titus Logan. Possession arrow will stay with Opie. Bailey kind of looks out of sorts after a pretty good first half, but Saints have made an excellent adjustment on defending Bailey. Opie trails 28-26, 4:56 remaining in the third quarter. Skowski skips it left side, Darren Hines on the wing. He'll look to drive, skip it, and now pass it in the left corner to Bailey, who's at the top of the key now. And his pass knocked out of bounds, trying to find Blake Redeker. So Blake Redeker now will inbound in front of his own bench on the far sideline. He'll key it in to Garrett Cole now. Darren Hines with it at the United Wireless Arena logo. Hines down the wing, trapped there, and he'll be fouled. Looks like that's going to go against Titus Logan, I think. Actually, call it on Brett Buckingham. That'll be his third, team's third in the second half. Dexton Holting back in the contest. He'll sub out Blake Skowski. Holting and Cole out there with three fouls apiece. Hines gets it on the inbound. He's on the left wing. Gets a ball screen from Garrett Cole. Picks up his dribble at the foul line. Kick it to Garrett Cole. He'll look inside. Nothing there. Picks up his dribble on the left, extended left elbow. And now we'll go up top to Truman Bailey. Opie trails 28-26. Nice streak or nice cut there by Blake Redeker. Up and under behind his back. And it's off the glass and good. Blake Redeker's first field goal of the ball game ties our score at 28-all. Carter Sinclair lob inside of the post. He'll go to Wilkie on the right block. Backs down. Garrett Cole bangs his shoulder into him. Leaves it long, and they're going to have a over-the-back call. And that's going to go against, I think, Titus Logan. That'll be his second, team's fourth. So Opie will retake possession after the foul. Good defense there by Garrett Cole to stay straight up on Wilkie. Halfway through the third quarter, Opie 28, Classical 28. Redeker at the point, dribbling with his left. Will be a one-hand pass to Garrett Cole at the left elbow. He'll drive, nothing there. Up top, Bailey. Bailey dribbles it off his foot, bowls over, and going to be a charge call. That was kind of a weak whistle. I didn't quite hear it there on the baseline, but that'll be a turnover back to Opie. We're back to Wichita Classical, the second foul on Truman Bailey. I think that's four turnovers on Truman in these first 4 minutes plus of the third quarter. He'll have to settle down here. Jordy Doloff into the half court, guarded by Blake Redeker. Now right side to Brett Buckingham. Now back to Doloff. Doloff up top. Daniel Young now takes Sinclair with it on the left side. He'll hand it back off to Doloff on the left wing. Doloff dribbling with his right. Now up top, Brett Buckingham. He'll hand it back off to Doloff. Doloff crossing over Dexton Holting, trying to get some open opportunity. Now Daniel Young backing down Darren Hines on the right block. Spin move jumper. Good. Young's first points of the contest. And the Saints back on top of the Opie Eagles, 30-28. Blake Redeker, top of the key. Now the left elbow. Picks up his dribble. His pass deflected. Now won by Truman Bailey at midcourt. 3 minutes remaining. 30-28. Classical with the lead. Blake Redeker looking for the tie. Leaves it short. Garrett Cole with the offensive rebound. He'll kick it up top. Bailey looking for the lead. The three on the wing. No good. Rebound to Blake Redeker. Keeping the possession alive. Now corner. Dexton Holting. Holting drives the right elbow, and his pass will be knocked out of bounds by Jordy Doloff. Blake Skowski back in the contest, as well as Sam Wilkie. Carter Sinclair to sit, and I believe Garrett Cole will sit for Opie. Blake Redeker keys it into Darren Hines. 2:45 left to go in the third. Opie trailing things by two. Bounce pass to the post to Skowski. Nice move on the baseline, and he'll be poked to the floor by Sam Wilkie. That'll be Wilkie's third, team's fifth. So Opie will throw things in on the left baseline. Lob into the side to Blake Skowski. His jumper at the foul line is no good, and rebound brought down by the Saints. Doloff with it right in front of us on the wing. Picks up his dribble, now going to Buckingham. Now up top, Daniel Young. Left side, Tate Sinclair. He'll hand it off back to Buckingham. Saints looking to add to their 30-28 lead. Bounce pass stolen away by Blake Redeker. His breakaway on the opposite side, good. Redeker now with five, and our score once again tied at 30. Doloff into the half court now. 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Picking up his dribble at the City of Dodge City with a Longhorn logo. Now back to Tate Sinclair. Sinclair guarded by Blake Redeker. Sinclair looking to drive with his left now up top. Goloff, long three, 5 feet from beyond the arc, draws nothing but air and out of bounds. We have a timeout taken by Tim Doloff. It's a full timeout. We'll step aside with him. You're listening to Opie State Tournament coverage on Country 101.7 FM. 1:46 remaining in the third quarter. 30-30 our score.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Haig Pharmacy. For the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue in Emporia. The city of Opie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family. And Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also call for tree removal, rock, and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Opie with possession with a 30-all score, 1:45 remaining after the timeout taken by Wichita Classical. Opie going right to left on your radio dial, and we're going to have a foul or something, or actually official timeout. White Cole saw something on the court. They had to, had some boards coming up before we started the girls' game. Had to bring out the hammer and beat them back down. Sean Steiner, the tournament director, big old smile on his face. He's having a fun time, so are we. But a back-and-forth ball game thus far. Opie with possession, right corner to Dexon Holting. He'll step in for a 15-foot jumper. That's no good. Rebound won by Titus Logan, and we're going to have a foul. They're going to call it on Sam Wilkie. He brought down Blake Skowski, a heavy box out. And Wilkie really getting in the face of Wyatt Cole on not a fan of that foul call. Opie Faithful calling for the technical foul. But Sarge keeping his composure. He's the fourth foul on Wilkie, so he'll have to come out of the ball game with 1:26 remaining in the third quarter. He'll be subbed out by Carter Sinclair. Sixth team foul for Classical. Inbound to Blake Skowski. Right wing three now by Darren Hines. Short. Rebound won by Blake Redeker. Keeping the possession alive. He's at the top of the key now. Left side Bailey. Bailey at the elbow. One-handed floater. No good. Looks like a pass to Blake Skowski, though. Now to Bailey. Right wing three. Short. Rebound this time won by Titus Logan of the Saints. 60 seconds remaining now for this third quarter. Our score tied 30-all. Tate Sinclair hands it off to Brett Buckingham. Opie in a man-to-man defense. Buckingham over to Titus Logan at the left elbow. Now to Sinclair. Tate Sinclair backing down and will travel. Good defense there by Dexon Holting to force the turnover back the way for the Eagles. 43 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Opie trying to break this 30-all tie. Dexon Holting at the point. Guarded a man-to-man defense, and he'll bowl over Titus Logan. Logan's going to come in with a reach. That should be Logan's third, team seventh, so Dexon Holting to the line for a 1-1. 32 seconds on the clock. Holting's got 2 points in this contest. Front end, no good. Rebound to Carter Sinclair, and then Blake Skowski is going to try and knock it out of his hands, and he'll be tagged with a foul. With the reach in, that'll be Skowski's first, team's third. Allows Opie to set up a full court shot on the defensive end. Jordy Doloff back in the ball game. He'll sub out Brett Buckingham. 30-30, Opie and Wichita Classical tied in the third quarter with 30 seconds remaining. Daniel Young keys it in to Titus Logan. Now back to Young. Now Carter Sinclair. Now Tate Sinclair. Sinclair will cross the timeline with 22 seconds to play in the quarter. Sinclair guarded by Dexton Holting. Glasgow most likely holding for one final shot. Sinclair's drive to the mid lane off the window by Carter Sinclair, and Sinclair's first points of the contest gets Glasgow the lead. Opie with one more crack at it to end the quarter, and they're going to have an over and back by Dexton Holting. Dribbles it off his foot with less than 1 second to play in the quarter. So still enough time for a catch and shoot. They're going to go to Doloff. Doloff spin move, gets it off, but no good. So Classical takes an advantage of 32-30 heading into the fourth and final quarter. Can Opie get past their shooting woes and advance to a third straight state championship game? Find out next on continued coverage of the Opie Eagles in the state tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Opie High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. They appreciate your business and wish all athletes and students success. Go Eagles! USC 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And B&S Kennels, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
We welcome you back to United Wireless Arena. Wichita Classical student section directly behind us coming alive as the Saints have possession to begin this fourth and pivotal quarter. We mentioned the Eagles struggling from the field. They're shooting 29% from inside, 2 out of 13 for only 15% from beyond the arc. 32-30, Classical with the lead. Nearly a turnover as Doloff leaves it on the floor. Three in the corner by Tate Sinclair's no good. Offensive board into the hands of Titus Logan. He gets another offensive rebound. Logan now with six offensive boards. Doloff on his knees but keeps possession alive, finding Titus Logan. He'll hand it back off to Doloff. Doloff driving to the elbow. Spin move, puts it on the floor. He's in the corner now. We'll go right side to Tate Sinclair up top. Titus Logan. Logan thought about a three, hands it off to Doloff. He'll fire from long distance. It's short. Rebound going to be won by Truman Bailey in the corner. Up the court we go to Darren Hines. Hines to Bailey. Bailey drives the hoop off the window and good. Give him a chance for one more. They're going to wave it off. But it will be called on the floor. That's going to be the fourth on Titus Logan. So they're going to call it on the floor. Sarge was thought it was a shooting foul too. So, but on the floor nonetheless, but it's still a 1-1. So, yeah, we're still right. So frustration turns to smiles as Truman Bailey now steps back to the line for a 1-1. Front end in the air. And good. Nothing but net for Truman. That's his first points of the second half. He's got 13 now. Second one now for Bailey. In the air. Good. Perfect trip there, and we're back tied at 32. And a turnover in the backcourt. Blake Redeker with the steal. 60 seconds gone by here in the third. Truman Bailey driving down once again. They're going to call a block, and this time it'll be a shooting foul for Truman Bailey. That's going to go against Daniel Young. I think Sarge thought that previous one should have been a shooting foul, so I could have gone either way on that call on that drive. Of course, each side wanting it, Classical wanting a charge, Opie wanting the block, and it goes this way in favor of the Eagles. So Bailey at the line for two more free throws. First one good. Bailey was 9 for 11 yesterday from the charity stripe in the victory over Centralia. Gives Opie the advantage once again, 33-32. And good on the second one. So that's our eighth lead change of the ball game. And Opie back on top, 34-32, 6:50 remaining in the ball game. Carter Sinclair puts one up on the right block. It's no good, but Titus Logan with yet another offensive rebound. Now back to Carter Sinclair on the left block. He'll back down Cole. Throw up a shot. That falls through. Sinclair with four now. And yet another tie. That's our seventh tie of the contest. That's our eighth tie of the contest. Blake Redeker, right side. Darren Hines down the corner to Truman Bailey. Bailey will go to the elbow to Skowski. Skowski looking to drive with his left. Mid-lane jumper. Falls through. Oh, and they're going to wave it off for an offensive foul. So the official that waved off Bailey's shot is going to get an earful from the Friends of the Feather on the opposite side. Coach Schmick shaking his head. He'll wave it off, and that'll be a turnover back to Wichita Classical. Second foul on Skowski. Fourth team foul for Opie. Young inbounding to Carter Sinclair. Back to Young now in the hands of Brett Buckingham. Buckingham driving with his right, now crossing over, crossing the timeline. Now up top, Daniel Young, now right side, Titus Logan. Get a ball screen from Carter Sinclair, trying to hand it off, and Darren Hines is going to run through the screen. That'll be Hines' second, team's fifth. .558 remaining in the contest, 34 all our score. Daniel Young inbounding right in front of us into the hands of Titus Logan into the backcourt. Logan picks up his dribble, now finds Jordy Doloff. Doloff guarded by Blake Redeker. Redeker not giving an inch. Doloff on the left wing now drives to the block. Fadeaway jumper, that's no good. Rebound into the hands of Truman Bailey. Up the court we go, outlet pass to Blake Redeker, streaking down Darren Hines' left block. His shot, rims out, no good. And now rebound to the Saints of Wichita Classical. Buckingham with it. Now to Doloff. He'll cross the timeline. 5.5 remaining in the contest. Doloff to left block. Leaves it shy off the glass. And rebound to Blake Skowski. Tempo has really picked up in this fourth quarter. 34-34 our score. Hines bounce pass underneath to Garrett Cole. And they're going to say it was out of bounds. Hit the baseline. It'll be a turnover back to the Saints. Largest lead in this ball game became in the opening moments where Opie led 10-2, but a 9-0 run by Wichita Classical has been back and forth ever since. Carter Sinclair to Daniel Young. Classical with it. Jordy Doloff opposite side to Carter Sinclair, and Classical back on top. We're going to have a 30-second timeout taken by Tim Doloff. We'll stay right here with you, but Classical with yet another lead in this ball game, 36-34, 4:52 remaining. Classical's victory over Area Christian last night was their first state tournament victory ever. This is only their second appearance all time. So, of course, if they can advance on to the state tournament championship tomorrow evening at 6 p.m., that would be quite an accomplishment for Tim Doloff. Of course, we mentioned previously that he has taken Bennington and Little River to the finals in his previous trips with them. And I was trying to see if Doloff was the coach for Little River when they won there back in 2001. But I can't quite remember, trying to go back to my notes here. And I think I've failed to write that down. So Opie with possession. 4:50 remaining in the contest. Trailing things 36-34. Doloff was not the coach of Little River when they won a state championship back in 2000. Truman Bailey at the top of the key. Bounce pass over the right side to Darren Hines. 4.5 remaining in the contest. Hines puts it on the floor. Nearly stolen away. Now left side Bailey. Bailey at the foul line. Picks up his dribble. Bounce pass to Darren Hines, who falls to the floor, and he'll be fouled by Tate Sinclair. So Hines will go to the line. Looks like Darren lost his footing. And then just a bad break there for Tate Sinclair, who fell on top of Hines. So Hines did not fall because of contact, but it was the contact afterwards That got Sinclair with the foul, so 10th team foul, so double bonus now for Darren Hines. First one. No good. We'll step to the line for one more. Hines, the senior, overcoming a broken collarbone at the end of football season that caused him to miss the first month of the basketball season, leaves the second one short as well. Rebound of the Saints. Doloff up the court, finding Daniel Young down low, and he'll be fouled underneath. Looks like that's going to go against Garrett Cole, I believe. Actually, excuse me, Truman Bailey. That'll be Bailey's third. Or, correction once again, Darren Hines. That'll be his third, team sixth. Doloff to inbound, getting close to five. He'll go up top, into the backcourt, actually, to Brett Buckingham. Flaskell on top, 36-34. 4:10 remaining in the ballgame. Doloff, elbow to the right block, off the window, and good. And they're going to call Blake Redeker with the foul. That'll be Blake's second, team seventh. Largest lead of the night for Classical, 38-34. Jordy Doloff at the line for another one. He's got 14 in the ballgame. In the air, and good. 39-34, halfway through this fourth quarter. The Eagles are going to have to come alive, but they're going to find a way to make it to the championship ballgame. Their shooting has been cold here tonight. Bailey at the foul line, nearly gets it stolen away. We'll go left side to Cole. Garrett finding Blake Redeker in the left corner. He'll drive baseline, goes up underneath, puts it on the floor. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Schmidt, sensing disaster coming. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you. Opie in their previous 16 appearances in the state tournament, 16-13 overall at the state tournament. Of course, riding an 8-game winning streak in the state tournament as they, of course, back-to-back champions, and they placed third in 2015. Defeating Washington County, and that was their previous appearance after before coming out to Dodge City the last 2 years. So a lot of things at play here. Not a whole lot of teams have been able to have an opportunity for a three-peat. I think there's been 14 previous teams that's been able to accomplish it, but the Eagles really have their backs against the door, trailing things by five, and really a position they have not been in all season long. Of course, they came back against a good Osage City team, forcing overtime before falling to them, and then they kind of had a lead that was lost in the fourth quarter in their other loss to Linden. Truman Bailey to inbound underneath, goes up top to Blake Redeker. A lot of contact there with Tate Sinclair. Redeker now to Dexter Holting. He'll fire a three at the top of the key, short. Rebound to Truman Bailey in the mid lane. Fadeaway jumper, it's too long. Dexter Holting fighting for the rebound, going to be off the leg of Holting, going back to the Saints. 3:35 remaining. Classical on top of Opie, 39-34. Young with it, now to Buckingham. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Daniel Young to Jordy Doloff. Doloff, left side, Brett Buckingham. He's at the foul line, now right corner to Tate Sinclair. Sinclair going along the perimeter, guarded by Dexton Holting. Taking their time on offense with this five-point lead. Sinclair now his approach to the left side to Carter Sinclair, who leaves it short off the rim, but an offensive board to Tate Sinclair, and we're going to have a double dribble. So a turnover back to Opie. And Titus Logan will sub back in. He'll sub out Tate Sinclair. 3:02 remaining in the contest. 39-34, Opie trails Wichita Classical. Blake Redeker with it. He'll cross the timeline, guarded in the man-to-man defense by Jordy Doloff. Redeker with it, going along the perimeter, picking up his dribble, bounce pass to the elbow to Garrett Cole. He will drive to the elbow, now kick it to Darren Hines. Holting thought about it at the wing, drive to the block, leaves it short off the glass, and rebounded one by Carter Sinclair. Up the court we go to Brett Buckingham. Now left side, Doloff. Now to Carter Sinclair. Sinclair gets it stolen away by Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole with the breakaway layup. Off the window too strong. Rebound to Darren Hines. Hines, right wing three to Truman Bailey. No good. Rebound going to be brought down by the Saints. Wichita Classical, 2:15 remaining, and we're going to have a foul in the backcourt on Blake Redeker. A lot of missed shots with open opportunities for the Eagles this afternoon. 1-1 for Jordy Dola. 39-34, Classical's lead over Opie. 2:15 remaining in the third quarter. Doloff's approach is good. No good, a chance for one more. Doloff now with 16. Extends the lead to 6. Second one, good. 17 now for Doloff to lead all scores. Blake Redeker in the front court now. Going to have to get these shots to come alive. Holting at the foul line. In the right corner to Darren Hines. Hines along the perimeter. Now at the elbow. Jumper there. Short. Rebound to Garrett Cole. Cole. Left side, Darren Hines. He's on the wing. Now the left elbow. Kicked it out corner. Left corner. Three by Garrett Cole is good. I'm sure Coach Schmidt was saying, why are you shooting that? But Garrett Cole, the post player, knocks down the three. And we'll have a timeout taken by Coach Schmidt. It's a full timeout. We will take a break with him. 41-37 our score. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on Opie State Tournament coverage on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
41-37, Classical on top, but a huge three by an unexpected player from that distance by Garrett Cole. Kind of gives some momentum back to Opie, but they're going to have to really buckle down the hatches on defense, which they've had thus far. But Classical on top by 4, 1:49 remaining in the contest. Daniel Young keys it in to Titus Logan, now back to Young. Young guarded by Darren Hines. Young crosses the timeline, and he'll step out of bounds on the far sideline. Turnover back to Opie with 1:41 remaining. The Eagles trailing things by 4. No look to get into the deficit on this possession. Blake Redeker at the point, driving with his left on the wing. Now along the perimeter, picks up a dribble going left corner to Dexton Holting. Holting at the elbow, now mid lane. Up top to Garrett Cole, his drive to the block. Puts up a shot that's no good. Rebound to Carter Sinclair. Now Doloff on the outlet pass. Buck 20 remaining in the contest. Opie trails 41-37. Doloff gets it poked out of bounds by Blake Redeker. Opie with 18 fouls, so next one will still leave the Classical in a 1-1 opportunity. Daniel Young to key it in front of his own bench. He'll go in the backcourt. To Titus Logan. Logan into the front court and be fouled by Truman Bailey. That'll be Bailey's fourth. And Titus Logan at the line for a 1-1. Logan's got 5, but it's his offensive rebounds that's really helped out the Classical in this contest this afternoon. Front end. In the air. No good. Bangs it off the back of the rim. Rebound to Darren Hines. 70 seconds remains. Hines in the front court. Foul line. Jumper there. Good. Timeout taken by Coach Schmidt. It's a 30-second timeout. Well, it's a full timeout, but we'll stay right here with you. Darren Hines with 9 points. Back to a one-possession ball game with 61 seconds remaining. lot on the line here tonight for both of these teams. Opie looking to advance their fourth state championship, of course, in search of a three-peat out here in Dodge City. Classical looking for their second victory all time in the state tournament. And, of course, South Grade Maxville will play later on this evening in the nightcap. Opie on an eight-game state tournament winning streak. They have not lost in the state tournament since a semifinal loss to Central Plains in Bramlage in 2015. Of course, that was their previous appearance before 2021. Classical will have to go the length of the court after the inbound. I don't think you have to foul just yet. Let them get into a half-court set. Just let your defense go to work. Jordy Doloff to inbound. He'll go to Carter Sinclair. Hand it off to Doloff along the far sideline. Doloff beats the press. Streaking down the left block. Trying to find Daniel Young. It'll go out of bounds. Last touched by Young. And back to the Eagles. Blake Redeker with that stingy defense forces yet another turnover. And the Eagles still have life. 52.8 seconds on the clock. Opie trailing things 41-39. Redeker at the point. Opie trailed by as many as seven with under three to play. Redeker at the top of the key. Left side, Dexton Holting. He's at the foul line up top. Garrett Cole, he thought about it, but he'll dribble with his left to the elbow. Now mid lane. Bulls over defender and a charge. That'll be Cole's fourth, team's 10th. 32 seconds now on the clock. Hope he still trails by two. Go off to inbound. Try to find an open Saint. He'll take a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take one. We'll take a break with them. 32 seconds remaining. Classical clinging to a 41-39 lead. Can Opie come back?
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Opie area and beyond, located at 3 West Highway 99 in Opie, across the street from the Chicken House, and Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletes and hopes to see you March 21st for the annual Bull Female Sale out at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information.
Opie High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students. And the Opie Chicken House. Since 1958, the Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 8 o'clock. Call 620-475-3386.
Welcome back to United Wireless Arena. Michael Deeker broadcasting live from Class 1A D1 State Tournament. Classical leads Opie 41-39. Classical with possession. They get it in the quarter. Sinclair up the court we go to Titus Logan. Backcourt pressure applied. And Cole will pick up the foul, and that'll be number five on Cole. Garrett Cole will foul out of this contest. He'll end the night with 7 points. He'll be subbed out by Blake Skowski. Valiant effort there by Cole. And at the line for two on a double bonus, Carter Sinclair. 6 points in the second half. And some big free throws upcoming. And nothing but net on the first one. 3-point lead now for Classical. 23 seconds remaining. Second one now for Sinclair. In the air. Good. Two possession ball game. 43-39. Don't need a three here, but you certainly need a quick two. Skowski keys it into Blake Redeker. Redeker into the half court. To the left corner now. Left baseline falls to the floor, finding Blake Skowski. Up top, Darren Hines. 16 seconds on the clock. Hines up top. Bailey. Bailey sensing some desperation here. Bailey will be fouled on the drive, but he'll be a double bonus now with 10.3 seconds left. But fouls against Daniel Young. That's his second foul. Team's 10th plus. Bailey at the line for two. Needs them both. Good on the first one. Brings it back to one possession, 43-40. Second one for Bailey. Good. Timeout taken by Coach Schmidt. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you. Both teams now with one timeout left. 43-41, Classical with the lead, trying to upset the two-time defending state champions. Both teams with identical records of 22-2. They had three like opponents on the season, Flint Hills, Hartford, and Waverly. Flint Hills was defeated 75-40 by Wichita Classical, Hartford 90-27, and 65-40 for Waverly. Opie defeated Hartford 79-32, 76-26 to Waverly, and 80-35 over Flint Hills. So looking at those scores, you knew it was going to come down right to the wire, and that is certainly what we've seen here tonight. But a lot of missed opportunities for the Eagles have really put themselves in a tight spot. Going to need a quick foul on the inbound. They're going to have kind of a ring around the rosy attempt, kind of like what the Chiefs do. Jordy Doloff gets it on the inbound. He'll be fouled by Blake Redeker. Doloff, 3 out of 4 in the fourth quarter at the line. And overall, he is shooting 8 out of 10 from the line. Two big ones here for Doloff to make it a two-possession ball game if he can hit both up. First one. Good. Doloff now with 18. Nine seconds on the clock. A big one upcoming here for Doloff. He's at the line, takes a few dribbles, spins it in his hands, in the air. Nothing but net. Hines the inbound. Definitely need a quick three here or another quick two. Blake Redeker, heavy pressure in the backcourt. Redeker's going to pull up to a three. Actually, Truman Bailey, right corner three, short. Rebound tipped out of bounds with 1.1 seconds left. But Opie's quest for a three-peat will fall short as the sun begins to set in the west. Lob inside to Bailey. He'll fire a three at the buzzer. That falls through, but Classical wins it, 45-44, stopping the Eagles' bid for a three-peat just short. They will advance on and play either South Gray or Maxville tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Opie is pushed to the consolation game at 2 p.m., but we'll get into the Rich Door Company post-game show, tally our stats, say hello to our sponsors and try and get a post-game interview with Coach Schmidt. But our final score, 45-44, Wichita Classical defeats Opie.
Postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Chanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Olpe High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. They appreciate your business and wish all athletes and students success. Go Eagles! USC 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And B&S Kennels, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
Olpe postseason basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Olpe High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Olpe area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpe, across the street from the Chicken House, and Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletes and hopes to see you March 21st for the annual Bull Female Sale out at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information.
Olpe High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students. And the Olpe Chicken House. Since 1958, the Olpe Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 8 o'clock. Call 620-475-3386.
Olpe postseason basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
It's time now for the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
We welcome you into the Rich Door Company postgame show. Michael Deeker out here at the United Wireless Arena. And it was heartache for the Olpe Eagles as they fall short 45-44. And a game to where they're just shooting, just unable to overcome their shooting woes. And Wichita Classical is a very good team, and you don't want to take anything away from them. They will have a good opportunity to win their first ever state championship tomorrow afternoon. But Olpe is pushed to the consolation game. That will be tomorrow at 2 p.m. But we'll tell you how we got here by these stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. For the Olpe Eagles, they're led in scoring by 21 points by Truman Bailey, 9 points to Darren Hines, 7 points to Garrett Cole, 5 points to Blake Redeker, and 2 points to Dexton Holting. For Wichita Classical, 19 points by Jordy Doloff, hitting some clutch free throws down the stretch, and he leads the Saints with those 19, followed by 8 points by Carter Sinclair. He was held scoreless in the first half and had really some clutch moments in that fourth quarter. 6 points to Brett Buckingham, 5 points Titus Logan, 5 points Sam Wilkie, and 2 points to Daniel Young to round out the individual scoring for the Saints of Wichita Classical, who improved to 23-2. Now going over some team stats, Opie shoots 15 out of 53 from the field, 28%, 4 out of 18 from beyond the arc for 22%, and then 10 out of 15 from the foul line for 66%. Classical, on the other hand, shoots 14 out of 39 for 35%, 4 out of 13 for 30%, and 13 out of 16 from the charity stripe for 81.3%. Opie out-rebounds Wichita Classical 35 to 34, but they gave up 11 offensive rebounds to the Saints. But Opie did have 19 offensive rebounds that allowed them to get 11 second-chance opportunity points given, and then 6 to Wichita Classical. Going over the turnovers, 9 turnovers for Opie, and they forced 15, so about 9 turnovers off their season average that they have forced right there. But that is the stats as we see things, as Wichita Classical upsets the Opie Eagles 45-44. And once again, those stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Of course, hopefully the Lebo Wolves have a better opportunity this evening. Ken Hansen just about ready to get underway his pregame probably within 10 minutes out there in Great Bend, as the Lebo Lady Wolves taking on Buckland. Tip-off set for 6 p.m. Lebo Boys following against Axtell at 8 p.m. And then coverage of KU Iowa State underway already on 1400 a.m. We'll step aside to the Rich Door Company postgame show, see if we can get Coach Schmidt for his postgame thoughts. Don't hold your breath, but we'll do everything we can to get his thoughts right here. But you're listening to the Rich Door Company postgame show.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Hague Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Hague Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue in Emporia. The city of Opie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family. And Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also call for tree removal, rock, and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161.
We welcome you back to the Rich Door Company postgame show. Michael Dieker now joined by head coach Chris Schmidt. His team falls short this evening, 45-44. Coach, really unable to get past some shooting woes that we knew wouldn't be able to be done this afternoon to make it to a state championship game.
Yeah, again, I haven't looked at the sheets myself. I know, that's kind of what it come down to, Michael. I think we had some opportunities for some shots that were good shots and just didn't make them at a timely time, and kind of put ourselves in a tough spot down the last 4 minutes of the game. And yeah, the kids really battled, and just, you know, we come up, and they step up the line, hit 4 free throws there down the stretch, and that's the difference in the game. And it's just two good teams, and they made a couple more things than what we needed.
Now, of course, this was not the first time you've faced off with Tim Doloff, but what an approach that they bring with, you know, his boy, Jordy Doloff. You guys did a pretty good job of shutting him down for the most part in the first half. And then Carter Sinclair, their post, really kind of came on strong there in the second half. But what things kind of, I mean, you kind of took away the three-point shooting, not allowing any in the second half as they got 4 in the first half. But just a couple breaks did not go your way tonight.
Yeah, you know, defensively, I'm sure I can nitpick and find some things. We gave up some penetration. But, again, when you fall behind, you got to come out a little farther. And they're a good team. They spread out, they handle the ball, and then they break you down, and then they dump off to the post down inside. So, I mean, that's just good basketball on their part. And if we're ahead or we're tied, we don't have to go out and pressure right like that. But when we're chasing, we have to do those things. Again, I think it just came down to the shooting a little bit. Michael, we had some shots and good looks, and you know, we just didn't get it done as far as that go. 28% in the first. I'm looking at this right. 28% in the first half. We end up for the game 28%. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, 15 out of 53. In a game like this, when you shoot 28% and lose by one, your defense has probably done its job. It's the offensive part that, you know, we struggled at.
But you still have an opportunity to send your eight seniors off with a victory tomorrow in that consolation game, to, you know, whether it be against South Gray or Maxville, and just having that, you know, what would that mean to, you know, end this trip out there with a victory? Of course, the goal was a three-peat, but you guys can still end on a positive note on the season.
Yeah, we talked about that. This is tough. I mean, tomorrow's game is a tough game because you want to be in that championship game, and to come out and lose a hard-fought game like this, first of all, you used a lot of energy, and then you come up a little bit short. And then, again, it's that dream has kind of been knocked down. So I always say when we're in this situation, that you got to find out what you're kind of made of here. Life throws you those type of things, and we kind of got a curveball today. Now are we gonna stay in the batter's box and take a good swing at that curveball, or are we going to back away from it? And the other team's going to be the same way, whoever we're playing. They're going to be in the same mode. So not only you got to fight that disappointment, but you're also going to fight to go against a good team. So it's the team that's going to rise up, take on that challenge, and like you said, it'd be great to see these seniors finish off on a winning note.
Well, Coach, you know, I understand that, you know, I think everyone's feeling the disappointment this afternoon, but, you know, if you step back and look at the run you guys have had over the last several years, it is really quite remarkable with what you guys, you know, having back-to-back state championships, and, you know, you've made where winning is normal, and winning really isn't normal, and just really trying to focus on this, where you've got this program and where it looks to be in the next couple of years as well.
Well, again, you know, that goes to credit all the kids and what they put in and the hard work and dedication. And, again, that's why tomorrow is you'd like to see that finish on a good note with a good taste in their mouth. And, you know, for these seniors to the last 3 years to win two states and come out third, that's not too bad. So we're going to battle. We're going to fight through some disappointment night and the pain. But I believe these kids will respond tomorrow, and we'll give it everything we got.
And, Coach, you guys had a great crowd out here this afternoon. They were really, really providing a lot of support for you guys. But for anyone still listening at home, what do you have to say for them?
Well, again, just thanks for all the support from the people here, and thanks for the support for people missing. I told these kids, you know, they're you guys are hurting with them right now. So let's all of us rise up to the challenge and, you know, be supported to each other and let's respond. And no matter what happens tomorrow, we thank you guys for listening and all the what you do for these kids. And, you know, it's been a great run, and let's try to finish it off the right way tomorrow.
Well, Coach, congratulations, or thanks for taking the time. Congratulations on another tournament here, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right,
as you guys will either face South Gray or Maxville. But that was head coach Chris Schmidt. His team falls to the hands of Wichita Classical, 45-44. We'll conclude the Rich Door Company postgame show, come back with our final thoughts and what's to see tomorrow afternoon and the rest of our airwaves on Country 101.7 FM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
This has been the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company for residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. Olpe High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Olpe Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Olpe Meat Locker in downtown Olpe.
And we welcome you back to United Wireless Arena. Michael Deeker with you once again before we say goodbye here this evening. But 45-44, Opie is defeated to push their record to 22-3. Now 3-5 in 8 Final Fours, and they will face either South Gray or Maxville tomorrow. Of course, South Gray, the team they've defeated the last 2 years in the state championship game, and then they've faced Maxville last year in the semifinals. So both teams, both coaches, whether it be Kuckelman with Maxville or Mark Applegate with South Gray, two long-standing coaches just like Coach Schmidt. So we should be in for a real treat, and kind of like what Coach Schmidt kind of summed it up, you know, that was a curveball today that really stung, but they're going to step back from the batter's box and hopefully they swing away once again. And just much like is life, some things don't always go your way, but it's how you respond that really shows the true character. So our broadcast will begin with pregame coverage around 1:40 of that consolation game tomorrow afternoon. Of course, Ken Hansen just about ready to go live from Great Bend on Mix 104.9. Please tune in to Ken and the Lebo Lady Wolves and Lebo Boys in their quest for a state championship appearance as well. But appreciate everyone for tuning in. Stand tall, tackle all. No one fights alone. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Olpe High School postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE.com has been brought to you by Mel's Tire, Longbine Auto Plaza, Rich Door Company, Cody Thurston Land Agent of Midwest Land Group, Ratcliffe Propane, Hostess Brands, Henry Ottawa Tall Grass Appraisal Services, and Von Roth Land Brokers, Wagner General Automotive Service, Plumbing by Spellman, USD 252 South Lyon County, Doug Schmidt Construction, Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, the City of Olpe, Citizens Day Bank, Hogan Excavating, BNS Kennels, Moon Title and Escrow, the Olpe Meat Locker, the Olpe Chicken House, Howie's Tire Shop, Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Brian Fillinger, GNR Roofing, Hinkson Ranch, Dr. Kalen Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, First Choice Plumbing, and Hague Pharmacy. Olpe High School basketball postseason action has been a sports presentation of Country 101.7 FM, KVOE FM, and KVOE.com.